Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. On this show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world, as well as information that can save your life. The ability to understand and see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding health care, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases. This is the first diagram which can be found on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com and drcarly.com. If you haven't yet done so, please print out those diagrams and listen to the YouTube videos posted of me explaining them. Always remember that silence is consent, and you will learn from my guests that there are many of us standing up. Only acting on the truth will set us free. Believing the lies or doing nothing will continue to enslave us. Negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, I have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients and radio shows. So if you can contact me by the toll-free number, please do so. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. There's a chat room on OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page, and recent show archives are posted on the station site as well. Archives of the shows for the past few years can be found at TheLightOfDayRadioShow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. Remembering that I now have three shows, Orion Talk Radio, These Changing Times, and Republic Broadcasting, so make sure you're on the right page on the archives section of the Light of Day Radio Show.com to find the shows that you want to find, which are all labeled so you'll know what the topic is. We do ask you to please support the network by donating on the homepage and buying a t-shirt to help spread the word about the station. And also, Orion Talk Radio is asking to hear what the listeners think, so you can give a call on the new Orion News Talk line, 940-293-0379, to let us know or let the station know what Orion Talk Radio means to you, what you think of the new changes, and what can be done to serve you better. So please do call in and leave your comments on that number. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816. Or toll-free at 888-320-6151. We do ask that listeners not use a toll-free number to listen to the show. And it's very important that callers mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever is speaking. As I said, my shows now also include thesechangingtimesradio.ning.com. Every Sunday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, as well as republicbroadcasting.org every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone, including the West Nile virus, and now we're hearing hantavirus, it's always something. If I was you, I would purchase a silver lungs with a silver generator. Go to the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I use personally for myself and all my pets. On today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing America, is going to be also what's ailing America and the world. No mainstream coverage of those who are saying no more. And I'm going to have two guests today during the show. First, we're going to start with Pastor Kevin Annette. Today is September 15th, the day that he gave to the Crown, as well as the Catholic Church, in order for them to do different things that he's telling them to do. And, of course, as expected, they haven't done anything. And so we're going to get a update from him as to what's going on with that situation. And during the second part of the hour, I'm going to have Andrew Peacher on, who's going to give an update as to the Skegness conference that took place last week. And I was a participant in that, and it's kind of funny how it all worked out. So let me try to bring Kevin on now, and we'll wait for him to get back to me. Okay. I'm getting a message. My microphone's really quiet. I have nothing to do with that. Can't do a thing about it. Okay, so waiting for Kevin Annette to answer my call to him, and hopefully we'll bring him on shortly. It's very hard to be board op as well as host at the same time, but that's how we roll here on the station. Okay. Be patient here for a second, folks. Hello, Kevin.
Yes, I'm trying to listen to the show.
Okay, please mute your phone.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I don't know why we're not being able to bring Kevin on. Oh, finally. Yes, yeah, sorry for the interference getting through to you. Welcome to the show. Okay. So we've got you on Skype. I'll decline the phone call. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. All right. So I was just telling the listeners, you know, today is the important day, September 15th, that you have given for the criminals, including the Crown and the Church, to answer the various demands that you've made on IT's International Tribunal of Crimes of Church and State, ITCCS.org. Let me just give out Kevin's websites. Kevin Annette, ANNETT.com, ITCCS.org, HiddenNoLonger.com, which includes his documentary film Unrepentant, and HiddenFromHistory.org. So what's going on today? Our answer is no mainstream coverage of those saying no more. And my first guest is at the top of that list, Pastor Kevin Annette, who's been working diligently to try to bring justice to those who have been killed, maimed, tortured, raped, etc., by those involved with the church and the Canadian government, as well as the Crown, involving especially the Native children. And so, Kevin, yes, please do continue to give us an update as to what's going on. I see the Pope's over in Lebanon hiding. And interesting that we have Kate now being photographed topless. You know, like, what a distraction for the people when this very important day has arrived.
Well, you know, to answer your first question, we spent months issuing 10 basic steps that are needed by the church to come clean, to come under the law, to expose those in the church who are child rapists, to identify where the burial sites are of the children who have died under the care, all of those things. We gave them till September 15th, and of course none of them ever responded. And so we're going ahead with the next phase. Today we officially launched this common law court process with the pretrial process, which basically named the cases. And we're in the process this week of issuing the summonses to the people named in these five cases. Now, if you go to itccs.org, you can read this. You can listen to a YouTube posting about this online. And essentially, the five cases involve genocide by the Crown of England and the Vatican. One particular case of the murder of a young native girl in a United Church residential school. The case of the Mohawk Institute, where we've documented well that there was a plan by the Church of England and people in Canada to actually wipe out the Mohawks using this school. And also one of the important cases, the actual case against the Vatican and its law known as Crimen Solicitanus, where priests are ordered to cover up child abuse and rape under canon law. So yes. All of these cases have been we put forward publicly. We intend to eventually file them in the actual courts in various countries. We have citizen jurors that are going to be looking at the evidence starting this next week, and a panel of judges to oversee the whole thing. So the process has started, and it's very exciting. It's really the first time in history this kind of thing has been done.
Exactly. And who's going to deliver the summonses to the defendants?
The summonses are going out by email, which is perfectly legal. And they're going to be receiving the summons over the next 10 days. They have 10 days in which to respond. At that point, if they don't contest the charges, we're going to go ahead and try these institutions and people in absentia, and the court case will begin.
Excellent. And are these trials going to happen online? Can people watch this? How is this going to be conducted?
Well, yeah, the whole reason for doing it the way we're doing it, two reasons really, for security, so that there's people all over the world who are involved in this. And from the point of view of wanting to involve the world, in essence what this is, Dr. Carley, is one huge global courtroom in which anybody can listen in, they can look at the evidence, which we're going to be posting online, and they can come to their own verdict about what we are to do with these churches and governments that historically have caused such horrendous crimes. So, yeah, it's going to be a very open and public process from the very beginning.
And this is what has to be done. As a matter of fact, I have tried to bring together parties for years to do an internet war crimes trials for crimes against humanity involving vaccines, global pedophiles, things of that nature. And that's basically what you're doing. And this is a template, as far as I'm concerned, where the people can take back their power and put all of this out there for the world to see. And anybody that stands by and does nothing, in my opinion, is aiding and abetting. For example, all the Catholics that continue to put coins in the plate, knowing about this Crimen Solicitanus law or canon or whatever the heck it is, I mean, how can you support a church that has something like this in writing? This is mind-boggling. Go ahead.
And as a matter of fact, tomorrow, all over the world, to accompany this court action, there are going to be protests, in some places church occupations, and an attempt to speak directly to the congregations of these Catholic churches and saying, you have a moral and legal obligation now under international law not to fund the Vatican, not to put money in the collection plate. And in fact, we're going to speak to the priests as well and say, we want you to take a public oath to protect children, even if this is in violation of this church law. You have to show publicly where you stand on these things. So we are very much using public actions to accompany this court action to, attack this problem on many fronts.
And wouldn't it be interesting if priests who publicly take the oath to protect children were then defrocked of being priests? That would be kind of interesting.
Well, actually, under the law, they will be. Under the canon law, if they go against the church, they're excommunicated. So I think that'll be a very important step. It's like another reformation, that the clergy deciding
definitely
who really
and
what they're...
Right. And this can be done for all of these agencies that have been totally corrupted and are doing the wrong thing. Same thing with the medical mafia, who are killing people after taking an oath to first do no harm. you know, the police that are supposed to be protecting, and they're actually covering up these crimes, et cetera, et cetera. Have you got, I know that there have already been some actions in churches. Have you gotten any reports on how that has gone so far?
Well, the, yes, definitely. There's reports coming in all the time of people, you know, taking these kinds of actions. Tomorrow and on the 23rd are the two Sundays we ask for people to especially do these actions all over the world to accompany the, you know, the commencing of the court action. But like you say, this is something that can happen on many fronts, on many issues. We've started with five cases, but this court is going to be ongoing. So if people have other evidence concerning, for example, the vaccinations, the ongoing war against people anywhere right. conducted by these things, then we're inviting people to bring this into the court, and so that this can be adjudicated as well.
Because I understand that Big Pharma is also one of your targets, because, of course, the residential schools were also used, and still happens today with different institutions and foster care children, etc., to experiment on children with drugs from Big Pharma. So this is
absolutely.
So huge. Yes. Go
definitely.
Ahead.
One of the cases in our second round of cases, which will probably be in the new year by the time we get through these first five, in the second round of cases, we are naming a number of big pharmaceutical companies which have formal agreements with various Catholic and Protestant churches. In return for funding seminaries, the churches try out drugs regularly for these companies. They did it in the residential schools, in orphanages. They're still doing it in church-funded hospitals all over the world. And so this is one of the cases we'll be bringing out to show the collusion between these institutions.
And it is so mind-boggling to me that a church which holds itself up to be, the Catholic Church pretends that, you know, it's actually the Church of Christ, you know, St. Peter on the Rock, all that stuff, and yet they would make agreements like this to knowingly allow children to be lab rats. It's just beyond the pale. And they're hurting so many children. And as you said, the people unknowingly, until you brought this into the light, have been funding this. And they have to stop. They have to stop, because if they don't, they're aiding and abetting, and they're actually allowing it to continue by doing nothing.
Well, yes, and people have to realize that we stand on international law. Under the Nuremberg laws and also the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, it says very clearly that citizens have an obligation not to fund governments or institutions, including churches, that are engaged in crimes against humanity or covering up those crimes. So, you know, this is people have to make a choice everywhere, not just in the churches, but everywhere in society, who and what they're serving.
Including here in the States, where our corrupt government is funding untold atrocities all over the world, where we're present. You know, they use this word, America's presence. What the heck does that mean? Our presence always means annihilation of cultures, massive collateral damage for vested interests, which are not the people of the United States. So, yes, you're so right. People have to stop and say no. Now is the time to say no to all of these atrocities that are going on, because, as I said, silence is consent. And what's going on? Are you presently in Canada, or are you overseas? Where are you right now?
Well, I'm in Europe right now. I don't want to say exactly where I am, but
yeah, that's fine. I just general location. So you're there waiting to see what's going to happen.
Well, I've been meeting with groups and people in Europe. To give you one example of one of the groups that are coming on board with us, there's a network in Spain of people who had their children taken by the Catholic Church under the Franco dictatorship. And they are lobbying now. It's a big political issue. There's hundreds, thousands of people in the streets protesting this in Spain. We have to gather a lot of evidence. This is a long kind of process. But it's an example of how it's striking a chord with more and more people. And, you know, I mean, frankly, I could be here full time with a staff of 10 working on this, and we wouldn't get it all covered. But this is one of the areas that I find is really fruitful, is to come to a place like Europe, because in a number of ways, it's not as closed as you find in North America with the media. There's alternatives here that don't exist over there that I found. So I actually found it very helpful to come here and work with people.
Yes. Yeah, there's a complete media blackout as to these issues here in the States, and I'm sure in Canada as well. They're not talking about any of these things. Like I said, we're seeing on CNN right now that the Pope is over in Lebanon, and, you know, the big thing happening with the royal family is that Kate took off her bikini top. I mean, you know, just imagine if the masses of the people knew what you are doing. I can't even imagine how this would just transform things in a heartbeat, and that's why I will do all I can and have done all I can to help get the message out about what you're doing. You and others, there are more and more people now that are also trying to bring these crimes against humanity to light, and it has to happen. Otherwise, nothing will ever change. If they believe that they can keep on getting away with what they've done just because, you know, they have their private police force, and they have the media in their back pockets and things of that nature, they're only going to go farther and farther down the line of complete corruption.
Well, that's true, and I love that quote from Frederick Douglass, who was an abolitionist, a freed slave, and he said, I've got a quote here that I'd like to share with people. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed on them. And these will continue until they are resisted with either words or blows or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. And I think we can't ever forget that.
Well, I totally concur. And, of course, one of the big problems that we have is that so many segments of society have now sold their soul and are, you know, participating in the abduction of children through child protective services, being police officers and being told not to go after the Masons. You know, the list is endless. And those people do so because they say to themselves, you know, their rationale is, well, I have to put food on the table. But, of course, their families are being also destroyed in different areas by this same cabal. You know, be it chemtrails or whatever, their children are being vaccinated and poisoned. So you cannot, you know, make a deal with evil. Evil is evil even to its own. And that's what I say all the time on my show, trying to make people realize if your job is to injure and harm people at the behest of some psychopath, you are going to pay for it one way or the other in the end.
Well, exactly. And, you know, what I realize, you know, we have to stay fairly humble about all this because we realize at this point we're a small seed and we're trying to plant these seeds to get the people as a whole to wake up and to take action. Right now, we are trying to be a catalyst to get people to see that they can act in their own name. They can go into these churches and say, okay, we know there are child raping priests operating in the church, then we're banishing these people from our community. We have that right under common law to do that. So we're trying to set an example. In a way, you know, the way I look at this court, Dr. Carley, is also as a way to help wean people from their dependence on the system and on this so-called court process in the mainstream society, which is rigged from start to finish. We've tried through the courts in Canada for many years to indict these churches for crimes against humanity. Time and again, the courts say, well, you can't do that. You can't put the churches on trial. You can't say the Crown is guilty of genocide, even though it is. So we have to take this action now for ourselves, and this is part of the spirit that moves us.
And isn't that amazing that they would make such a statement that the courts, the church, the governments can do whatever they want? This is this concept of immunity, and this is something that has to be, you know, extricated from all systems where various individuals or groups are given immunity no matter what heinous acts that they participate in. How can they be immune? Who gave them immunity? Their fellow psychopaths. So yeah. Immunity's got to go. And I'm just curious. I know that we talked before that there are some priests of conscience who have joined with you. I don't know how publicly they've done so, but I know that you've gotten this document, for example, Crimen Solicitanus from somebody on the inside, but what are you seeing as far as the priests go? I'm sure that there are many that have a conscience who welcome what you're doing, although they may not be able to be very public in joining with you. How's that going?
Well, it's quite similar to when I got thrown out of the United Church of Canada. There were all sorts of clergy in the United Church who were telling me that they supported me, but they were too afraid for their pension to come forward. Now, in a way, that shows you where their values lie. On the other hand, recently, last year, I was actually approached by a couple of clergy in America who wanted to set up something they called Not in Our Name, which is a movement among clergy, Protestant and Catholic ministers, to say we don't, you know, support at all the church corporate hierarchy and the way they're acting. We want to be good Christians, but we don't want to do it within this corporate structure of the church. So some of them are talking about disaffiliating the congregations from the corporate institutions, not sending money to Rome, that kind of thing. I think that's a very positive thing, and that's the kind of thing we've got to encourage.
Exactly. And I understand you'd send it to me in email. I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but there's a document, which I'm sure is on your itccs.org site, that you're actually asking people to bring into the church to hand out to the other parishioners, correct?
That's right. We encourage people to hand out a number of things that are on our ITCCS site. One of them is a leaflet asking people not to put money in the collection plate and to tell the church authorities they're not funding the church until they agree to the 10 requirements of the ITCCS towards the church. You can see those 10 demands at on the May 4th posting at itccs.org. But also, we're, like I said earlier, we're asking the clergy to take a public oath to defend children, and if need be, to challenge the higher church hierarchy in order to do that. And, you know, there's other tactics people have come up with. I mean, somebody came up the other day with a great idea, which is actually swarm the church, bring drums and musical instruments in the church and do a community exorcism. You know, those kind of creative ideas. Occupy the churches, you know, do what Jesus would have done, which is toss the collection plates to the homeless. You know, I mean, all sorts of creative things. So when the police show up, what we intend to do is to say to them, this is a crime scene. A Catholic church is a crime scene because every Catholic priest is expected to cooperate in protecting child rapists. So we're going to hand them a document, the Crimen Solicitanus document. We're going to say we would like to report a criminal conspiracy. We'd like you to arrest the priest. And it's great guerrilla theater. It'll be great, theater to film all that and get it up online and look at the police reaction. Ask the police point blank, are you going to continue to support a child raping institution? I think we have to challenge them in that way.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. And that will be, you know, their moment where they're going to have to decide if they're going to, you know, sell their soul for cash, which actually they've already done by becoming police officers, because, you know, the global pedophile cabal involves Freemasons at all levels, not just in the Catholic Church, and they protect all of them. But especially if there's people filming it, that will be really interesting to see what happens, and especially if they go after the people who are declaring this a crime scene. And this is happening at a very important time. This can go up on YouTube, it can go viral. And while Hillary Clinton and all these other mouthpieces, hypocrites for this country and all the crimes it is committing are up there talking about, you know, bringing democracy here and there and whatever, let's show the world what actually happens to the people who try to stop crimes against children in North America. That should be a very important moment in people's waking up as to what's really going on. Because you're totally right. It is a crime scene. First of all, it's been a crime scene forever. So why didn't they do something, you know, way back when? Why did it take, you know, your organization to get the ball rolling? So that's the first question that could be asked. But better late than never. You know, now is the time for you to join with the people to protect the children. Because the very idea, when this pedophilia thing came out with the Catholic Church, I don't remember what year it was. But when they had their fake meeting and they're pretending we have to protect children and all the crap that they, you know, went through and they showed on EWTN and the rest of it. Of course, we know in the background there's actually this document that says it's a crime against the church to report a pedophile priest. So it doesn't matter what kind of dog and pony show they put out in terms of their various meetings after they were caught red-handed. You know, now is the time for their actual, you know, documentation that this is a standard of practice in the Catholic Church. And I know it's a very hard thing for Catholics or any people of conscience to face because pretty much, you know, pedophilia is happening in, you know, it's part of the Talmud. It's happening in churches everywhere. So there are so many people violating children. Yeah. But, of course, the Catholic Church is the biggest one. And they have to face the fact this is apparently part of the church as it's been now corrupted. Go ahead.
Well, that's true. It's in many religions. It isn't just the Catholic Church. But the thing about Catholicism is it's the oldest corporation. It's got the most legal and financial protection. And it's got these things called financial concordats, which are actual agreements with 173 governments to fund taxpayers' money directly to the Vatican Bank, if you can believe it. So taxpayers all over the world are funding these crimes, and that's a crime under international law. These concordats are criminal agreements because they're allowing a criminal body, the Vatican, to receive money from unwitting taxpayers. So any government that signs that is colluding in that crime, and American listeners and listeners all over the world should ask their representatives, so-called representatives in government, are there these financial concordats? Let's see the details and let's annul these agreements.
Wait, that is such an important point in knowing people's ability to retain information, you know, being vaccinated, fluoridated, etc. I want you to repeat that it's not just the Catholics that are funding this, it's all the taxpayers. But wait, I hear the music. So after we get back from the break, I would like you to repeat that, please, Kevin, because people have to take that in. This is critical. We're all paying for it. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. Our answer today is no mainstream coverage of those saying no more. And top of the list is Pastor Kevin Annett. And Kevin's not going to be able to stay with us past the top of the hour. He has the Zone Show from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/hiddenfromhistory. So if you have any questions for Kevin, you need to call in quite soon at 888-320-6151. But before the break, Kevin, I was asking you to repeat what you were saying because this is so important. People have no idea that they are actually supporting the church through these, what did you call them, concordats?
Yeah, it's a financial, a concordat is a treaty between the Vatican that pretends to be a government, which it isn't really under international law, but there's this fairy tale agreement between governments and the Vatican pretending they're a state. And they have these treaties called concordats with governments all over the world. The first concordat, of course, was with Adolf Hitler in 1933. But these special financial concordats channel taxpayers' money into the Vatican Bank. Spain, for example, gave up 260 million euros, that's over a third of $1 billion, just last year alone to the Vatican. And, you know, so unwittingly, taxpayers' money is going to fund these crimes and to support these criminal bodies. That's something that we're compelled not to do under international law. It's morally and legally repugnant. So that's something that should be made a political issue. And people say we should not only not fund these groups, we shouldn't give them tax exemptions either because of their crimes.
Exactly. I mean, and I'm sure they're also considered a corporation, but then all governments are corporations. But this is a very important thing that people have to realize. I mean, taxpayer money is being used to fund all kinds of atrocities. And certainly what the Vatican is doing is included in that list. Okay, we have a caller from area code 479. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. I pushed the star 8 and then I realized, well, I'm not sure how I get back on. hi, Kevin and Dr. Carly. Yeah, I was just writing some. I'm doing multitasking here, but you know, this is spiritual warfare, and we're seeing some turnarounds. You know, these powers that be want us to think that everything is lost and they have ultimate power, but they don't. And we can see in the book of Revelation that actually, you know, when this stuff happens, when the battle really gets on, that they're in fear because there is good, and the power of the Creator, if you will, he has more power, okay? And all these things are by design to call people to make decisions to do good or do evil. People will sell their souls for bread or money or whatever, but these organizations, whether it be the Catholic Church or wherever this stuff happens, they are accountable, and I'm glad you're holding people's feet to the fire. People have to make, everyone listening has to make a choice. Don't sell yourself out for fear or for money or whatever, because that never ends up good. Always stand up for what is right, if that's what's in your heart. And because it's not just for you, it's for your neighbor, even if they don't appreciate it. It's for your children. It's for, coming generations. All has never been lost. And,
let me just comment. First of all, I totally agree with you. What I'm trying to get people to realize is that silence is also consent. So being silent and doing nothing, you are also guilty of aiding and abetting. And certainly that's what Kevin is trying to do, is to hold them accountable. I'm sure that the Pope running to Lebanon is not a coincidence on this day. He doesn't know what's going to happen in the Vatican. Imagine if all the priests there stood up and said that they weren't going to be involved anymore either. You know, he must be getting a little bit nervous.
Yeah, who knows? He might not be allowed back into the Vatican if things go right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying in response to that, I think one of the things we're saying by this court is the whole notion of holding accountable a group that's still in power is in a way a bit naive. What we're saying is we're not really ultimately worrying about accountability. We have to replace these institutions. It's time that these institutions are brought down. Now, we can do it nonviolently. We intend to go about it nonviolently because we're standing on truth. But the point is, it's time for these institutions and their reign of terror to end. And they're not willing to negotiate. They've proven that, so we're pulling the plug on them.
I totally agree. They've proven that they can't be accountable. Okay, thank you, caller.
Can I say one more thing?
We have another caller waiting.
What inspired me was I got something today, is a ruling from a federal court judge that permanently blocks the NDAA's military detention provision. And, again, you know, there are, and there's a link there on the thing that goes through the court thing, case, and I've been reading that. And it just inspired me because, again, it proves to me that no matter all the smoke and mirrors of how big they are, this government is, this beast system is, they aren't, okay? They aren't. And all it takes is one individual like this judge or one individual like me or you or Kevin to stand up. And it can turn everything around. One prayer from one individual can be answered and change 1,000 years of planning by the evil system.
Thank you, brother. I agree with you.
Well, it's going to take a lot. I will say it's going to take a lot more than prayers. It's going to take us standing up. And that's what we
action.
Have to do, each one of us in our own ways. Exactly.
Yeah, prayer like faith is proved by its fruit. You have to act. You can't just sit back and do nothing. So anyway, that was my 2 cents. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Caller from 506. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, good afternoon, Dr. Carly, and good afternoon, Reverend Annette.
Werner, hello, Werner from Canada. Go ahead. We don't have much time left with Kevin, so go ahead.
I want to cut it short. When I look at the history, the colonial powers in tow with the especially the Catholic Church, they marched into other cultures, what they called heathen cultures. For example, in Central America, and so some cultures they were given human sacrifices. But this so-called organized religion has replaced those few human sacrifices by those heathen cultures with human sacrifices that go into the tens, maybe in the hundreds of millions over the last 1,000 years alone.
Yes, I agree.
And it's written in the scriptures, you will recognize them by the fruits they bear. And the fruits, the organized church at the forefront, the Catholic Church, in claiming to representing Christianity and the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, those fruits are very bloody fruits. That means, in other words, it's the satanic church, the institution of the Catholic Church.
Exactly.
Thank you,
any comments, Kevin?
Well, yeah, I think more and more people are waking up to that fact, Werner, and I think that the best weapon we always have is just the fact that we know this from our lives, we have the solid evidence, and if people can look at this truth and still not see it, then I have to say that they're either dead or in the process of dying, because the truth is so obvious now to people.
Exactly.
And as I say, you know, especially in Europe, the bloody trail this church and some of their offspring has left behind over the last 1,000 years, the people of Europe and their history, it shows it, what kind of a monster we are dealing with.
Yes.
Well, actually, the history is very similar here in North America, and it's only thanks to Kevin's group that we are now finding out about that history, because that's been one of the biggest, you know, like Kevin says, hidden from history. That's been one of the biggest things that's been hidden from people of North America as to what's happened here, just like in Europe. I mean, Europe knows about it. They're more awake. Here in North America, people have no clue as to what's going on. Go ahead, Kevin.
Dr. Carly, I only have about a minute left here, so unfortunately I've got to go to my other show at the top of the hour. But do you mind if I just sign off with a message?
Please do.
I just wanted to remind people that in the coming week, we'll be doing regular postings as we put the evidence up online after we probably won't hear back from these institutions after we send the summonses to them. We're going to proceed in absentia with the cases. So please follow our work at itccs.org. And anyone listening, go to your local Catholic or Protestant church, run off our material from itccs.org, hand it out, and take a stand publicly with us. Now's the time to do it. And thanks, Dr. Carly, and everybody who's called in. We'll be in touch again soon.
Okay, thank you for contributing, and keep up the good work. And anytime you have an update, you just let me know, and we'll bring you back on. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, there's the music. We're going to the break between hours, and we'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned, folks.
OrionTalkRadio.com. You could say that we're all talk.
And today I have a special treat for you guys. Going to be interviewing Jim Mars coming up.
John Farmer was appointed in that.